week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Kampala, where the head coach of Uganda's national football team says the postponement of two big African tournaments will give him more time to prepare the Cranes. Magume Davis Rakawinge reports from Kampala.
Uganda Cranes coach Jonathan McKinstry says he's pleased that he will be able to plan well now that international competitions have been scheduled.
Now that it's been confirmed that AFCON will be January 2022 and CHAN has been scheduled in for this coming January, we're able to start planning because in football, everything's done in reverse. So without a date to work back from in terms of our scheduling, it's always a challenge to put in firm plans.
McKinstry, also known as Johnny, says himself and players miss being on the training field. He says that makes them even more hungrier and motivated when the games resume.
Everyone's frustrated that football isn't happening, and I think globally we all got a great relief when some of the major leagues around the world started playing just so we could watch the game again and be involved with the game. But I know, you know, I'm a little bit jealous of my colleagues who are working in England, in Spain, and Germany, because they're out doing what they love to do, whereas we still have to wait a little bit longer. But so there is a frustration now, but that frustration when the players and staff step back on the train field will be converted into energy.
Leon Senyange, a sports analyst, says both coaches and players have a daunting task ahead, having been off the pitch for many days.
So there's a lot of work for the head coaches, for the federations as well, in trying to maintain the cluster of players that they had planned for these competitions. They will lose some, they may potentially gain some over the time, but then again, gaining is in itself a challenge because there's no football. In some countries, there's no football in Kenya, there's no football in Uganda. Tanzania has tried to resume, but again, still has that bit of its limitations. So the question then is, upon resumption, would you still have the players in the same kind of form that they would be in?
Sports activities in Uganda and the rest of East Africa were suspended in March as one way to curtail the spread of COVID-19 disease. The Uganda Cranes is set to participate in the round of AFCON and World Cup qualifiers, as well as CECAFA and CHAN tournaments. McKinstry says he has rolled out a training program for Uganda Cranes players playing locally and abroad.
Some players from Uganda, even the Ugandan League, have now moved to play at higher levels of football abroad, and they will come more into the reckoning. We have some players of Ugandan heritage who were born abroad who were due to come and represent us in the games in March before they were called off. So our pool of players is getting bigger. You know, we have more and more professional players playing around the world. And what that means is if you want to pull on that red shirt, you've got to be at the top of your game. Because if your standards drop, if your performances are low, then you're not going to get into the team.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Sporting greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Elsewhere in African football, one of the young Nigerian players currently based here in the USA is 23-year-old Abuchi Obinwa, a midfielder for South Georgia Tormenta FC. The club, as its name indicates, is based in the southern U.S. state of Georgia, and it's a member of the United Soccer League's League One, a third division professional league here in the USA. Our VOA football fans will remember the top professional football league here in the United States is Major League Soccer. Getting back to Abuchi, he's also played for clubs in Germany and Portugal. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Abuchi Obinwa about his training during the coronavirus lockdown.
During lockdown, I really managed to keep fit by just going out once a day to train for about an hour and 15 minutes. Monday through Friday, on the weekends, I take off and just relax. I train by myself, just using a ball and some cones just to keep sharp and keep fit. That's really what I've done to keep myself active and help me during this time. And also, while I'm at home, I just relax, do some schoolwork, watch some TV, play with my dog. So those are really the things that really helped me during the lockdown period.
Your YouTube channel has been getting some attention for your career stories and training tips. For someone so young, you've had so much experience with Germany, Portugal, Chicago, Magic, PSG, Columbus Crew, Pittsburgh, Riverhounds in the U.S. And now, is there a chance you could become a sports broadcaster or coach?
My YouTube channel is doing all right. I just post things that I would want to see and things that I know people don't really know about what I've gone through in my life. In the future, I would probably consider being a coach, but I don't know if I'd want to be a professional coach. I really enjoy coaching kids and helping them develop and learn new things, and I think that's really just my drive to want to be a youth coach, because it's really fun working with kids and helping them gain knowledge with every training session.
You've had two spells in Europe, first in Germany with Hannover in the Bundesliga and also at Lusitano FSV in Portugal. Is there a chance you will go back for a third time?
Twice in Europe, once in Germany, once in Portugal. In terms of going back again, I've always thought that I want to and need to be playing in Europe at some point in my career, because that's just always been my dream from since I was a kid, was to play in Europe. And since being over there, I realized that I really do enjoy playing there. So if it happens, I would definitely welcome it, because that's just where I feel like I need to be playing or I want to play. And that's really just it. I'm hoping to get a third opportunity in Europe at some point in my career.
You've played for the USA at various youth levels and famously tried out for Nigeria under 17 in 2013. We didn't quite work out. Are you still open to Nigeria in future since you are still eligible?
Yeah, so I played at USA for many years, since I was 14, and then I did try out with Nigeria, and I would never ever close any doors in terms of playing for Nigeria again. My parents always made sure that I was very clear on that even despite what happened and how it didn't work out in the past, that I would never just shut them out of my career path. Nigeria has always been and always will be home to me, no matter how that part of my life went at the time. I really enjoyed working with the staff there and playing with the players that were coming through that setup. So I would never just say, no, I won't play for Nigeria. If they call me up or if they would like me to reconsider playing for them again at some point in my career, then I'll always think about it and actually put it into consideration rather than just saying, no, I won't play for them. I just feel like because that's where I'm from, that's who I am, I should always keep them in my mind and, you know, in my thoughts in case they ever want me or need me.
That's Nigerian midfielder Abuchi Obinwa, who plays for 3rd Division South Georgia Tormenta Football Club here in the USA. And Abuchi spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from the southern U.S. state of Georgia.
Sporty greetings. This is Abuchi Obinwa, center midfielder for Tormenta FC in Statesboro, Georgia, United States. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thanks.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
VOA's Jim Stevenson says Major League Soccer will relaunch its 25th season next week in the southern U.S. city of Orlando, Florida. And Jim has that story and more sports news in his latest Game Room, which you can play anytime via VOAnews.com.
U.S. Major League Soccer teams are arriving in Orlando, Florida for the MLS's Back Tournament. The first team there was the San Jose Earthquakes, followed by Orlando City and head coach Oscar Perea.
Big expectations first, because we have been waiting a lot on competing again. Just try to be on that mode of tension and trying to play for points. And the competition is fantastic. So being again around the game is good, but now competing obviously is the major expectation that we have.
Priya says it will take some time for teams to get back to full playing levels.
We understand this as a process that is not going to be perfect. We all have to adjust to many things that we don't know. This has been done before. So at this moment, we are in the adjusting mode in a positive way, knowing that everybody has to cooperate with the tournament in a way that we can get the best out of it. So once again, it's not going to be perfect, but we have the competition back. We have Major League Soccer back. And that itself is great.
The Orlando City coach says everyone should just be happy they have a chance to play again.
Players and coaches need to feel blessed to have the opportunity to work first. I think this pandemic and this period has shown us all that we are very fragile, that we can lose our jobs. Many people have. And we have still the opportunity to perform. So we have to be grateful. We have to be positive. And sharing fields, sharing restaurants, and sharing things, that's not a problem at all. We will adjust. This is the game. What matters right now is our club, our clubs, our objectives, and the players. And the game itself is what matters now.
The MLS's back tournament kicks off July 8th and runs through August 11th at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. 26 MLS teams are divided into six groups. A total of 54 games are scheduled in the new all-tournament format with regular season points and a spot in the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League on the line. The annual traditional dragon boat race was held in Taipei City, Taiwan, despite the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic. Around 80 teams competed under a scorching sun at the city's Tajia Riverside Park. The event was organized by Taipei City government, which almost decided to cancel this year's dragon boat race due to the pandemic. Farouk Ruiz is a 20-year-old business student from Nicaragua. He and all the race competitors and staff had to be temperature checked and adhere to strict hygiene guidelines.
The fact that we were not wearing a mask, it gives you a sense of security because you're not worrying about somebody on your side to give you COVID-19 because everywhere you go, they take your temperature, they give you hand sanitizer, and you can feel the amount of time that they invest in the protocols that they do in the restaurants, at school. For example, in my school, they check my temperature and they make us wear our mask.
No fans were allowed at this year's Dragon Boat races. Lydia Lee, a digital marketing industry employee in Taipei, was still happy the event was held. This year, because of COVID-19, we heard that the Dragon Boat race might be canceled. Our team has been training for a whole year just for this race. That is why we were quite stressed. But now the races took place, so we are quite happy about that. But they do not allow supporters in, and we thought that this takes out part of the fun. The coronavirus outbreak has been under control for several weeks in Taiwan, allowing the island to become one of the few places globally where sports have restarted with a limited number of fans allowed to attend events. Formula One is preparing for its competitive return to the track Sunday in Austria. Aston Martin Red Bull team driver Alex Albon completed 100 kilometers of practice around the Silverstone track in England.
The track as well is quite busy. There aren't many straights here, so it was nice to see where I was at. I'm happy as well. I think, every driver I'm sure has done a lot of work to get to where they are now, fitness-wise. And, I'm happy with where I am.
It has been 3 months since the cancellation of the Australian Grand Prix because of the coronavirus pandemic. The 24-year-old Thai-British driver has not been behind the wheel of the RB16 in 118 days.
It's also just about getting that interaction with the guys and getting into that mental racing mind before we head to Austria.
All Formula One teams will have
have We Race as One on their cars, as the sport acknowledges the fight against COVID-19 and the condemnation of racism and inequality.
Obviously, We Race as One, I think, seeing everything that's gone on in the few, last few months, it's a great cause to support and to push. I think, all the teams are with it. I think it looks great on the car, and it just shows that as F1, as a community, we stand by it.
Aston Martin Red Bull team principal Christian Horner is pleased with the initiative.
We fully support this initiative by Formula One, the We Race as One initiative. We've got the logos on our cars, and we'll be supporting, you know, wherever and whenever we can. I think it's a great initiative and something that, you know, everybody at Aston Martin Red Bull Racing is fully behind. So, with all of the teams participating, it's good to see that unification within Formula One.
He's happy to be back.
Well, it is the longest time I've been away from the racetrack since I was at school. It's great to be back at a racetrack. It's great to see the cars running. It's exciting to be racing again. And we're looking forward to starting the season in Austria next week.
Horner says his team is not only getting used to racing again, but to required social distancing measures and the wearing of personal protection gear.
It's certainly different seeing everybody working in face masks. You lose the expressions that you sometimes can read, either elation or despair in a mechanic or an engineer's face. But I think it's something that we'll get used to. It's important for the safety of, you know, of our team, of everybody, you know, around us in Formula One. So I think it's a discipline that we'll all get used to very quickly, and something that will become a new normal for the time being.
Argentine Olympic athletes are back to training after 3 months. Some of them were raising their voices during the first days of June, asking for a solution to the continuing lockdown amid fears of poor performances at the Tokyo 2021 Games due to the lack of proper competitive training. Argentina's government gave them an exception. Paula Pareto won the Rio 2016 Judoka gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram category. I'm training on my own with my coach because we have to respect the social distance, so we cannot practice judo. But at least it is a change of scenery. I started doing strength exercises at the gymnasium, so little by little, I'm improving my body fitness. We'll see how this develops. I hope that in the near future, we'll be allowed to have physical contact because judo needs that. The ban on sporting activities is still part of Argentina's official measures against the coronavirus outbreak, including professional football, which is still waiting for permission to train with no return date set. Specialists like Sabre fencer Maria Belén Pérez Maurice are grateful to train. It is too difficult to practice my sport at home. My living room is small, and I cannot do more than 3 or 4 steps. And obviously, we don't have the proper gear at home for training. So this is a relief. We can't join our colleagues because there is a protocol. When I arrive, I have my temperature checked, and then I go straight to the Sabre training room. We are not able to share shifts with others. I practice with just my coach, and I go home afterwards. Argentina's coronavirus lockdown began March 20th, one of the longest quarantine measures imposed by any government since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Horacio Cifuentes plays Olympic table tennis. I am very happy to be back, and it's not the same as being at home training with a robot. It's another kind of training, much more challenging and different. It's professional table tennis training. The Argentinians are hoping they can now get a full year of training, since the Tokyo Games were forced to reschedule, now beginning July 23rd, and closing August 8th, 2021. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. In English Premier League football results Thursday, Sheffield United defeated Tottenham Hotspur 3-1, and Manchester City scored a big 4-0 win against league champion Liverpool. VOA's Gwen Uten joins us now with reaction from the Liverpool and Man City managers. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Liverpool secured the Premier League title last week, so little was at stake in their matchup with Manchester City. But the Reds did not show their usual level of intensity, and their performance cost them their second defeat of the league campaign. After the match, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp told reporters, Thursday's loss and last week's title are two separate things.
It has nothing to do with last week, to be honest. It hurts, like defeats hurt. What I wanted to see tonight was a team who is ready to fight against Man City, who had obviously I'm not sure if it's the right saying, but point to prove, whatever, that was easy motivation for Pep. Let me say it like this. And then the decisive moments, City used, we didn't. So, and that doesn't help. So we had probably more chances than we had in games which we won, but we didn't use them, or none of them. And so City was there. Usually we don't give them that many counterattacks. Before two goals, they had to throw in, which is, it's the strength of us. Usually tonight it wasn't. And that's how it was then. And, they have this result.
The match began with a guard of honor and Man City applauding the newly crowned champions onto the field. During play, the Reds started off well, but after Man City converted a penalty in the 25th minute, things began to go downhill for Liverpool. Throughout the match, Man City seemed to send the message that they were on a mission to regain their crown next season. And afterwards, manager Pep Guardiola said he's happy to claim victory over the European champions.
I'm happy today for the program. We won a team, the champion, in Europe and England. Like, they were incredible focus to beat us. I saw their faces, the way they shout, the way they communicate, the way they won it. And that's why they didn't come here to celebrate absolutely anything. I think they celebrate. They are going to celebrate, but they came to celebrate it. I think they drank enough beers in the early days in the week, but they came here to compete against us without a doubt. But next season will be completely different. Start everyone from zero, and you have to show the first to Liverpool, but especially for ourselves, that we can do it. That we can do it, what we have done this last year, winning a lot of titles in a lot of competitions.
Ahead of Thursday's match, Jurgen Klopp acknowledged his side will be the hunted rather than the hunters next season. But he said his goal is not to defend their Premier League title, it's to clinch the next one.
City will be strong next season, United will be strong next season, Chelsea will be strong next season, they all will be strong next season. Only the three of them, it's obvious. City is just an outstanding team. United is in outstanding shape, and Chelsea is in a really good shape, and is doing some interesting business, so that's clear. Tottenham will not sleep, Arsenal will not sleep, they all come, Leicester will be there, and all that stuff. So there are a lot of teams. The thing is that we have to play, obviously, 38 games during a year, and who wins most of them can win the league. That happened now for us the first time. So we will not defend the title or whatever next year. We will attack the next one. That will be difficult enough, but we will have the same situation in other teams, just if you have. What we achieved last year, in this case last week, is something for the history books. The rest is just hard work.
And the hard work continues for both sides. Liverpool and Manchester City both play their next matches on Sunday. Man City will be back in action in an away game at Southampton. And ahead of that match, Liverpool will play in their first fixture back home as Premier League champions against Aston Villa. And that does it for me for today and for the week. Back over to you, Sonny. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen. And you have a good weekend, too. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And that wraps up the July 3rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat.
African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, afrobeat to ndumbulo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.